It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It may not have an official place on the Chinese zodiac, but for at least one Lake Effect staff member, it's the year of the dachshund. There's evidence to confirm the dominance of doxies. A wired-haired dachshund took the hound category at Westminster, and just last week at the International Kennel Club of Chicago's dog show, a long-haired doxie won first in the hounds. And now, wiener dogs even have their own children's book, courtesy of Mequon author Barbara Beam. In Mr. Lincoln Goes to Washington, an intrepid hot dog leaves his pack and makes his way to President Obama's inauguration. Beam tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce that she used the antics of her own long-haired doxies, Longfellow, Rodney, Jack, and Tommy, as inspiration for the book's characters.
The two older ones are laid back, and they just sort of observe from a high point, like on top of the couch or something. And the younger ones are out of their minds, just out of control. They can't get a hold of themselves.
Well, what made you take your dachshunds and create them into children's book characters?
Well, I was always going into work or just anywhere I went, I would tell these stories about the funny antics that the dogs do, and people would just crack up. And it wasn't me. I was just channeling what I was seeing. You know, it wasn't making up funny stories. I was just watching, observing, and telling the stories, and people encouraged me, you have to write a book. You have to write some children's books. People are going to love it. So that's what I did.
What is it about dachshunds that make them good inspiration?
Well, they're the most comical breed you're ever going to meet. They're like penguins. You just can't, you take your eyes off them. They're just penguins, and dachshunds are on the planet to make people smile. And that's all there is to it, really.
Now, in Mr. Lincoln Goes to Washington, the story isn't just about the four dachshunds, but it's also about the dachshunds going to find out whether President Obama's cabinet is empty. Why did you want to bring in the historic nature of President Obama's inauguration into this story?
Well, I'm not sure what the dogs do all day because I'm not there, but I think that there's trouble a-brewing all the time. You know, I keep checking my charge card receipts to make sure they're not getting pizza or whatever. There's never a dull moment. It's like a dachshund dude ranch there, and I just can't even imagine what goes on when I'm not there. But I think one day they were just watching TV, and they saw in the news that the new president of the United States was filling his cabinet. And, of course, the dogs know that that's where the dog biscuits are kept, in the cabinet.
Of course.
So if he's the president, then there must be the entire nation's supply there in the president's cabinet. So they go to their own cabinet in the kitchen, and the cabinet is empty. So then they start planning this trip to Washington.
Well, why did you want to include, in addition to the dachshund's story and introducing these characters, why did you want to include President Obama's inauguration?
Well, I think it's a very important historic moment. Maybe we don't even realize yet how important as time goes on. And for me, the book is not just a fun story about dachshunds. It's teaching children about tolerance and compassion. I think kids start out being tolerant, but then as they get older, you know, there's bullying and fighting, and skin color comes into it. And I really do think kids need to be taught compassion. So I think the book's on not only a fun level, but on a real educational level, too, for all grades and for adults, too. And for whatever reason, I channeled them in order to maybe get this important message across, I feel.
One of the things I love throughout the book is, especially in the illustrations, but also, you know, in a lot of the writing, there are these kinds of dachshund puns, these wiener dog puns. For example, I love the point where Mr. Lincoln has just had enough and he says, I'll go to Washington by myself because I'm so brave and strong that I was named after President Abraham Lincoln. And another dachshund named George Foreman goes, I thought you were named after the Lincoln log. The resemblance is uncanny.
Right. At home, all my dogs talk. And like I say, I'm just channeling their voices. And I don't think I'm the only person in the world that talks for their dogs or the cat. And they all have their own personalities and they all have different voices. And this is just what I think they're saying. So there's a lot of wordplay. And George Foreman, too. I mean, the real George Foreman has five sons named George Foreman and one daughter named Georgina Foreman. So I thought, this is perfect. to name one of the dogs George Foreman, and the Foreman grill and sausages on a grill and all that sort of thing.
Sausages.
And just like this morning, you know, it's winter, and so there's still sunshine some days coming in and illuminating the rug. And so with the four of them, there's just this little square rectangle of sun, and they all line up on it. They look like sausages on a grill. And I think in my mind, I better get the tongs and turn them over. There's a giant pair of tongs and, you know, just stuff like that, you know, comes to mind.
You've written other children's books as well. How does this one fit into the catalog of what you've written?
Well, this is my first, I would say, humorous, fun book. I've written a lot of books when I was a children's book editor and author for the Gareth Stevens Company and for Rain Tree Publishing in Milwaukee here, 16 years. I left that. It was a lot of hours. I wanted to do work of my own, so I wrote the first book on my own called Tears of Joy, and it's about a child who comes to terms with being sexually abused. And I think that's a real important story issue, you know, and especially it's coming to light more and more these days. It's kind of the last taboo. And I just wanted to empower the kids, and it's an uplifting picture book. It's not a bummer by any means. It's she comes to terms with what happened, and I think it's an important book for every kid, you know, boy and girl, growing up, to empower these children so it doesn't happen to, they can stop it as soon as it comes across in their life.
So this book, Mr. Lincoln Goes to Washington, was an obvious departure in the tone of what you'd written.
Polar opposite, yeah.
Was it because of the kind of heavy nature of Tears of Joy that you kind of wanted to turn to something a little bit more lighthearted?
I think so. Plus having dachshunds, I mean, you know, you just have to laugh, you know, and life is hard enough. You have to laugh, and if you don't, you cry. And humor has the ability to really teach and heal, and I think it's the best way to teach and heal.
Now, are you going to be, will we see Mr. Lincoln, George Foreman, and the other dogs in the future?
Yes, we will. I'm working on, with the artist, Ellen Anderson, who's such a gifted artist. She lives right here in Wauwatosa. She's so gifted. And we're working on Mr. Lincoln Goes to Hollywood right now. It's going to be a series of books about misunderstandings between dogs and people, and you can understand why. And the next one will be Mr. Lincoln Goes to the Olympics. I got that idea because now with the snow and wiener dogs are so short that I have to dig tunnels in the yard so they can go to the bathroom and play and stuff. And it looks, when they get together, they get tickled by these snow walls around them, and they just run like mad, and they bank up on the curves, and it looks like they're doing the luge at the Olympics. And so I wanted to do Mr. Lincoln Goes to the Olympics next. I mean, that'll be the third one.
Well, they certainly are aerodynamic enough.
Yeah. Isn't it fun?
What advice do you have as a children's book author in terms of pitching these ideas, whether it be the funny nature of wiener dogs or something more taboo like childhood sexual abuse?
Well, first of all, it's a long, difficult slog to get a book published. You have to do it for the love of the story, the love of words, and that be the only reason that you're doing it. And I think everyone has a children's book in them. If you're interested, you just have to go for it and don't give up, you know.
Well, just to sign off here, give us perhaps one of the funnier stories from your dachshunds.
Whenever I want to watch TV or anything, I have to sit down really fast, and then I have one immediately on, and then another piles on, and another, and the fourth one piles on. I'm like, I can't even see the TV. it's like, why do I bother? I have to stand in like a high chair or stand on a ladder to watch TV. It managed to get up there, though.
Well, Barbara Beam, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Mr. Lincoln Goes to Washington.
Thank you for having me.
Mequon Children's book writer Barbara Beam is the author of Mr. Lincoln Goes to Washington, published by Ex Libris. It's illustrated by Milwaukeean Ellen Anderson, and it was given an honorable mention in the 2011 Writer's Digest Awards program. Beam is a former writer and editor for Raintree Publishing and Gareth Stevens Publishing in Milwaukee. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie Knorr. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.